Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Joe Kuzma and Brian E. Roach.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Steel City Underground podcast. My name is Joe Kuzma, and joining me to my side here, my good buddy, colleague, and pal, my partner in crime, one, Mr. Brian E. Roach. Brian, how's it going, my friend?
Well, I tell you, it's been a rough 10 days. I've been a little sick. You can hear it in my voice. More than a little sick. Let me just tell you this. I don't know what this was that I got. I did my tests. I didn't have COVID. I had COVID once. Compared to this, COVID is a little punk ass, because this was way worse than when I had COVID. Way, way worse. Anyway, I'm here because regardless of my health,
yes,
regardless of my voice, the fans of the show demanded that we do this. So we could not get through the season. We could not get to the draft without having mock draft insanity. So we're here to do mock draft insanity.
Yeah, how's that go again?
Insanity.
No, I appreciate you, man. I mean,
that's too cool.
It is.
Wait, do it again.
It's too high budget. Hold on a second. You got to set it up.
All right. We need a really low grade math with Brian, math with Joe one version of this, but insanity.
it's like being in around Halloween. Now I can't get back. Here we go. Yeah, it had to like play out like one of those dim like hotel flickering neon signs for folks didn't see. It said insanity big across the. We are here. And if you've never done this with us before, this is crazy. It's improbable. But somehow Pro Football Focus allowed you to do all of these traits except for the one, which we'll get to. But the entire premise is we're just days away from the NFL draft. Brian's creation, mock draft insanity. We usually do this on the show every year. This illness that Brian had almost knocked us out of the park. I was ready to hop on. You know what? The professor was ready to hop in here. The professor was ready to jump in. He had your back. I'm going to let you know. Busy days. But be it that whatever that saying goes, because I can't talk right now, the professor may still be on. But anyways, the mock draft insanity, with the NFL draft just days away, we kind of go through and give the Pittsburgh Steelers a slew of picks and just kind of take everything that kind of falls to us in this totally unrealistic simulation mock draft. You know, Brian, I did one that I try. I did two. I've had two on the website the last couple of days here, right? And I had somebody like totally blast me on Facebook. They were like, these are all dumb. Nobody knows what anybody's going to do. And it's like, okay, so
wait, I hope that's the whole premise of mock draft insanity. That is the whole premise.
It's the premise of just mock drafts in general. I mean, I call them really dumb when the season's not over. You don't even know how teams are going to place. You don't know who's going to have the first pick, the last pick. People are going to make trades, even like free agency. You got to see teams have different needs until they trade or sign a quarterback, for example. Then all of a sudden they don't need maybe the Steelers, you know, they were picked to have a go after a quarterback. Maybe now, maybe not so much. So just scenarios like that. Right.
Yeah. So let me just for context, yes. Right? The way this is all came about was when we did more writing for the website than I did podcasting for the website. We did every year. Oh, you got to put a mock draft up. You got to put a mock draft up. And I was like, mock drafts are dumb. They're dumb. They're just dumb. And I enjoy mocking mock drafts much more than I actually do trying to pretend that anybody knows what anybody's going to do. So I said, fine. I'll do a mock draft. I'll do the most insane, ridiculous mock draft that has ever been done. And the way it starts out, you're going to get the first pick for sure. And what you're going to give up is everything next year. So that's where it started. Now it's gotten sort of worse from there. But anyway, that's the premise.
And then you continue to trade until we hoard a lion's share of picks.
We're not allowed to pick in the top 10. right? That's the rule. The rule is we get to number one, and then we just keep trading back until we get out of the top 10. Then we're allowed to pick.
I'm trying to remember who did the mock draft. I don't remember if it was on CBS Sports or I might have been NFL.com. And you would like want to, I'm going to find it because I think I had it in the back room. So it was just one to really mock. And I believe I want to make sure I get the right player. And I want to I want to give discredit to where it's due.
Yes, please do.
I don't want to get the wrong name or anything like that. But I'm kind of like, are you really paying attention? Oh, I don't have the name for it, but it was definitely on the NFL.com one. Might have been like Reuter or somebody like that. But Troy Fontenot over the Pittsburgh Steelers at pick 20, right? Tackle. But here's the reason I'm mocking that. I'm not mocking that they draft Troy Fontenot. It would be a fine pick. I wouldn't be upset. But the reasoning is that Fontenot's lateral quickness and bend should allow him to have success at left tackle. But he could also line up at left guard thanks to his strength and nasty attitude. And it's like, and they spelled Husky, or Huskies? Or is Huskies plural? Like Washington Huskies, he played a few games for the Huskines. The Huskines. So anyways, yeah.
I don't know what a Huskine is.
I don't know either, but I don't know why the Pittsburgh Steelers would need to draft somebody who plays left tackle to move him to left guard when they signed Isaac Sumalo to a multiple-year deal, and the guy didn't even give up a sack last year. This is called, do you pay attention to everything else that's going on? Like, that's the stuff that makes me really let out a groan and a sigh. Now, I had this, I'll talk more about maybe the mocks that I did either at the end of this show, or we may have one more and we're going to run a couple simulations and make our actual predictions, but we're going to get to your exercise here, Brian, the main event, the reason we're all here. Let me pop this up on screen. Hopefully it's big enough for everyone to see. So you'll see that the last team we traded with was the Vikings. We made about five or six trade partners in the top 10.
I'll review them.
Okay.
I have them all in front of me.
Go for it.
I can review them.
All right.
All right. So we've traded with the Bears. We get the first pick and their ninth pick. So we take both of their first round picks and we give them everything in 2025. That's the one that we have to force. Okay. But that's the premise. The first one is ridiculous. All right. We then just sit.
Well, wait a minute.
We accept incoming trades.
Preface that by that's the only one you had to force in this mock draft simulator. The rest of these go through. Okay.
The rest of these all go through. So the next trade is with Washington. So Washington says, no, we need to move up to number one from number two because we want the guy we want for sure. And so I say, fine, give me 2, 36, 40 and your first round pick of next year. Why? Because I want them, damn it. And I offer them one and they accept. You know what that is, Joe? You know what that is?
That's improbable.
Unlikely.
Oh, it's insanity. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I say, all right, Washington picks. I don't remember who they pick. I don't care. I wait, I get another trade offer. Who is it from? It's from the New England Patriots. Okay. New England wants to move up from 3 to 2. So I say, fine, give me 3, 34 and your first and your third of next year. They say, okay. And I take it. So I move back from 2 to 3. It's insanity. All right. We then trade with the Cardinals, who come calling. Cardinals say, I want to move up. We say, fine, give us 4 and 27 and you're round 2 for next year. Insanity. But they accept it. All right. So now I'm tired of trading. And it always happens every year. I get to a point where I'm like, I just want to start picking. So I'm now going to just try and get out of the first round. But I'm sitting at 4, right? So then Los Angeles comes and they say, well, we want to trade up.
The Rams, not the Chargers. The Chargers are 5th right here. But you're like, no, screw you, Jim Harbaugh.
And I figure, all right, here's my chance to reload next year back up. So fine. Los Angeles, you want, the Rams want to come to 4 from 19. Give me 19, give me 83, and give me everything from next year. All of them. Insanity. And you know what? They do it. So now I'm at 9. And the reason I'm at 9 is I forgot I also took the 9th pick. I thought I was down to 11 and I was going to get to pick. No, I'm at 9. So at 9, the Vikings call, right? The Vikings call and they say, we'll give you 11 for 9. I said, nah, it's not enough. Give me 11, 23 and your second and third round picks from next year. and I'll give you 9. And they do, because it's insanity. And now that's where we stand. We're sitting at pick 11, and we're ready to start the draft.
So now I can put this on the screen. The draft hall. So, yeah, the Vikings were our last trade partner. They're still up on here.
Just look at the far right-hand side. Scroll down a little bit.
Well, yeah, so right now we have what? We have, in 2024, we being the Pittsburgh Steelers, we are playing GM. We are the con artists in this scenario.
We have five first-round picks.
Yes, 11, 19, 20, and 23, and 27. And then 34, 36, 40, 51, the original pick.
4 second-round picks.
Yeah, 83, 84, 98, all in the third round. And I think 119 is a fourth and whatever, 178, 195. But wait, there's more. It's like,
look what we got next year.
Let's scroll down the list, and it's like, oh, there's 3 first-rounders for next year, none of which are the original pick of the Steelers, because we gave away a little bit somewhere in your process. I don't need to know exactly where it went. But
beginning, we gave away everything.
2 second-rounders, 3 third-rounders, 2 fourth-rounders, 2 sixth and a seventh next year, of which then Brian can, if we actually did have this and it worked out, then next year you could get really insane. But we'll stick with moderately insane.
At the time we got out of this, I could end up with every pick in the first round.
You could end up with everyone's pick.
The whole draft. Steelers just took anybody they wanted for the whole draft.
And you know what's funny about that? That would not guarantee a successful team.
How would you sign them all? We got enough problems with what we got contracts. Here trying to sign them all.
Well, I'm thinking of it in terms of, like, if you were an expansion draft or something like that. Like,
right. Those still don't guarantee you're going to be good enough.
Exactly. Like half the players may not pan out. So then you would have made a bad pick, Brian, because you let 33 go by to whoever still has that pick in this. Okay, yes. So there's 7 rounds. I think we're going to do the full thing here and let it roll and see where this goes. So let's start the draft. We have it on turbo. And are we going to argue over picks here? I wonder if we're going to be in the same wheelhouse here.
We got 8, 9. We got Dejon and Quinion Mitchell. Go down a little bit more.
Yep.
Who else we got?
Latu.
Newton, Murphy. So you got defensive line help. You got Fuego, Arnold, Fatanununu. Yeah, basically your pick of people that you want, right?
Yeah.
But what you don't have is one of the top 2 wide receivers. Correct. Or the top 3. They're all gone.
Yeah, they're all gone, and it's already, this is pick 11 because we're out of the top 10. Yeah. So interesting. I could tell you that in my something different draft, I've seen DeJuan Cooper, Iowa DB, potentially safety. A lot of people are seeing him as a safety in the next level. I see a football player, and I know Mike Tomlin likes football players. And people may have been scared off of his medicals just throughout the process. He's just been recently cleared, coming off an injury. So that might scare some teams off. They have him ranked, PFF has him ranked here 8th overall in the whole pecking order. Are you going with another safety, or are you going with another? See, we were talking about this in one of the other shows. If you went with Mitchell, like, more than likely, is Mitchell going to be gone? Who's our next up after this behind us? The Broncos. Well, let's see. We're on the clock, and then it's the Broncos, Raiders, Saints. Let's see here. Let me scroll down a little more. Colts, Seahawks. Oh, yeah, for sure. Both these guys in the secondary should be gone by the time we get back to 19, which is where we're at. So I'd probably go with a secondary pick. What do you think, my friend?
Well, see, to me, this is all luxury now, right?
Yeah.
I would take the defensive lineman from Illinois.
Ooh,
Because it tightens up defensive line, and they do need to tighten up the defensive line. And we got tons of other picks. We got 4 more picks in the first round.
Hey, this is your show. So if you say it, you have decreed it, my friend. We are going with Jerzon Newton.
Newton, yep.
Interior defensive lineman, Illinois. Okay.
There you go.
19th overall pick. Let's see who all is gone now. Oh, fought now. See, all the guys with the Fs are gone. Mitchell
tackles. Yeah.
Mitchell on the next pick. Dallas Turner. That's kind of expected. Verse, Arnold, Fuaga, fought now. So three defensive backs, and then you got Fuagafatnau, Fashanau.
Every tackle went in front of us.
Yeah, all the tackles. Is that where you were looking? Because here's Cooper. He's still sitting here for whatever reason, and that's the reason I ended up taking him in my mind.
I will tell you, the next two picks in this draft are going to be Cooper and Amarius Mims.
Because you've done this enough times, right?
Yes.
Is that where you're going with this?
That's where I'm going to go.
Okay.
Because we have pick 19 and pick 20. So we have two in a row.
Okay.
So the eighth best pick is sitting there. Certainly, we have a need, whether it be at safety or corner, we take it. We're not going to take an edge. As good as that edge is, we've got edge depth. We just took a defensive lineman. We're not taking the other defensive lineman from Texas, even though I like him.
Right? Isn't that tempting? No, you can really load
up.
It
really is. Yeah. But we need a tackle. Right.
Yeah. So about that, like I'm out on Mims. I wonder, and I'm going to say this, he might be picked, but this is reminding me of like, I don't know. I'm getting like the Tevin Jenkins kind of vibe from Mims here. And the reason is I was going to pull up his snap counts because there are guys out here who had as many snap counts as Mims in like just last year. Yes. And he played right tackle, but 297, 383, and 121. Staying healthy, playing, you know, experience, etc.
Where did Latham go?
Is Latham already gone?
I'd assume so.
I would assume so, too, but you never know with this. So let me go back and look. Yeah, he went 10th to the Jets before we were even on the clock at 11. So just to go from the top of the draft, just so we have some footing here. Caleb Williams, Drake May, Marvin Harrison Jr., Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, J.J. McCarthy, Roma Dunze, Joe Alt, Brock Bowers, J.C. Latham before Jerzon Newton. Then Quinyon Mitchell, Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, Terrion Arnold, Telis Fuaga, Troy Fontenau, Ole Fashanau, and then we took Cooper DeJean. And we're looking at Latu from UCLA, Murphy from Texas, Amarius Mims, Georgia, Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver from Texas, another guy that you liked, Graham Barton, possibly center, played tackle with Duke, Nate Wiggins, who does have a little bit of smoke to that fire because he did meet with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Brian Thomas Jr., the other LSU wide receiver, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jackson Powers Johnson, Troy Franklin, Peyton Wilson. And that is so far everybody that's ranked 30th or lower that's on the board. This is yours, though.
What do we got after 20? Next one's what, 27?
23.
Oh, 23?
Yes.
Oh, take a Donnie Mitchell then.
You want a Donnie Mitchell over Murphy? Are you sure?
Oh, man. Ah, you tempted me.
Yeah. You can have your pick of the litter, my friend. Donnie Mitchell. Hey, you know what? Average draft position for Donnie Mitchell is 27, and we have 20, 23, and 27. So you can still get Donnie Mitchell, but you're not, I don't think you're going to get Murphy. Now, here's my golden question for you is, if you pass on Mims, is there another tackle behind this that you feel comfortable taking?
There are other tackles that can play right tackle after this. I think because I'm not going to be quite as insane now as I was in setting this up, I'd probably stick with Mims.
Okay. We're going to go with Mims then for pick 20, and then now we're going to have a dilemma at 23. So Brian Thomas Jr. and Tyler Guyton have gone, so we're in good shape now. You could still get Murphy or Mitchell, your pick of Longhorns.
Now I'm going Graham Barton.
Now you're going Graham Barton, okay.
There's my center, and there's my tackle, and now I don't care about the offensive line anymore.
And there you go.
And now, at 27, guess who I'm taking?
Adonai Mitchell.
You got it.
Bam. Back down to 34. Let's see who's off the board. Going back, of course, Murphy. Okay, so the picks between Barton and Mitchell were Latu, Wiggins, and Murphy. And then after Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, wide receiver Georgia, Darius Robinson, an edge from Missouri. Steelers like him, too. So I am told, so I hear. But I think that's going to be rich for their blood with their needs versus wants, right? Xavier Worthy, wide receiver, the other wide receiver from Texas, little slot, shifty, fast guy to the Ravens. That would be an interesting pick. Jordan Morgan, tackle, Arizona, and Kingsley Suamata, I think is how you say it. The BYU tackle is all you need to know. That went to the Chiefs. Jackson Powers Johnson at the top of the second round goes to the Carolina Panthers, and the Steelers are on the clock. Pick 34, and I will tell you the next 10 available on the board. Kool-Aid McKinstry, corner Alabama. Troy Franklin, wide receiver Oregon. Peyton Wilson, the linebacker from North Carolina State. Tyler Newbin, safety Minnesota. Zach Frazier, center West Virginia. Mike Sanristil, corner Michigan. Bo Nix, the quarterback out of Oregon, along with the quarterback from Washington, Michael Penix Jr. Odessa Isaac and Chop Robinson, the pair of edge rushers out of Penn State, are the last ones. And an intriguing name that Steelers haven't really visited or mentioned. It keeps popping up in these mocks within the Keon target Coleman, range. Yeah. Keon Coleman, just a big receiver. It intrigues me. It's like one of those picks where they can, like, where the Steelers didn't have, like, they didn't really show anything that with George Pickens pre-draft visits, Juju Smith-Schuster. It's one of those ones where it's just like, that could, I feel like it could happen. I don't know why. It's just like in the back of my mind. It's in my gut. So, Brian, when you're doing all the insane stuff here, my friend, what's popping out to you? There's still more if you'd like to see. Braden Fisk is still here. I know you like him, but we have 34, 36, 40, and 51. So we've got
we have a bevy of picks.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to try and do.
Okay.
This will probably get denied, but this is what we're going to try and do. Go to trade.
Can I still trade? Where are we at? Where are we at? Trade.
Where it says trade.
Trade window. Okay.
Go switch from the Tennessee Titans. I don't care. They're offering a trade. I don't care about them. Go to the 49ers.
Okay, 49ers. There's 10 teams that want this pick right now, and you're like, let's call somebody else up. Here they go. Their pick 63, I think, is the most recent one for them on here.
And all right. Go scroll down a little bit in that. And go down a little bit more.
Okay.
Keep going. Select a player.
Oh, here we go.
Yep.
I was pick going Brandon Allen, you know, or Brandon Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk.
Make sure you get the right Brandon. Okay.
Yep.
No. Right.
Now go up on our side.
Yes, sir.
And we'll give them 34. And let's see what they say.
Trade will not be accepted.
They say no way. All right. Just because we have a bevy of picks, what if we add 51 in?
Ooh, no. Doesn't like it. But
all right, it's out.
Yep. What else can we play with? I bet you if you gave up a first,
we can give them Washington's first round pick. Go ahead, put it on there. I bet you they still won't do it.
Yeah, it still won't do it. It's just kind of interesting based on everything else that we've done with this. It looks like they would take it. No, the two first rounders, you'd have to be a complete maroon.
Pointless.
I give them like a couple. Yeah, none of these other ones are going to go through, but.
All right.
How many picks do we have to give you guys before it finally? Yeah, that 25% chance after I added 10 picks to the list, Brian.
Yeah, that's out. The PFF version of the 49ers is dumb. So we're not going to do that. Okay.
By the way, what do you think is too rich to go after Ryuk? I don't want to give a second, but I understand that Omar Khan got a second round pick for Chase Claypool, which clearly skews the value of wide receivers in the National Football League.
If draft day comes around and they know they're not going to be able to sign him, and I can give them a 2025 second round pick for him, I would do it.
I might be down with that. I'm still feeling I'd rather give up a third. And I said a third with something.
Of course, I would rather, but I think that's a hard sell.
Yeah, might be. I don't know because I'm looking it up right now. He's got 1 year left on his contract, which is different. Yeah. Which is different, and it's all dead money too. So it's all the like signing bonus, guaranteed money is all involved in this. So 49ers are going to be eating a decent amount of money, whereas Chase Claypool still had a couple of years left on his. On his deal, yeah. It's a little more enticing when you're trading a wide receiver that has multiple years left on their existing contract. And then maybe if you're trying to get a bag and it's a team with salary cap room and they extend that contract and pad it out a few years, that's more likely. Not to say that the Steelers wouldn't be able to do that in this situation, but it looks like maybe a little more draft capital than even what I was thinking. I don't want to give up this year's second though. I think they have too many needs to do that.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to the picks.
Okay, sir. Let's see. So
we're going to draft a player because 49ers don't want to play.
They don't want to do
business with us, so we're out. So we drafted a corner already. We drafted a wide receiver already. Now, that doesn't mean we aren't going to double dip.
Yes.
With our first round pick, the majority of people are taking Zach Frazier. That's but with their first round two selection.
Yeah, that's what everyone is taking around the interwebs. So
now, let me just tell you this. Just as a demonstration of how insane the draft got when I did this simulation the first time. When I did it the first time, I took Barton, Zach Frazier, and Jackson Powers Johnson because I could get them in like the fourth round. And it was like, what am I not? Screw it. I'm just going to keep loading up on offensive linemen.
There you go. You know that?
All right.
Okay. Go ahead, my friend.
All right. Let's go back. Scroll down a little bit on the list. I think the next guy on the list is the one I'm going to take.
Khalid McKinstry?
No, Peyton Wilson.
Peyton Wilson, linebacker, NC State. Do you have any rationale or any analysis for who you're taking, or it's just because you can?
At this point, I can do whatever I want. It doesn't matter.
Okay. We'll give a little more backing maybe to some other ones.
I mean, I'll tell you, I like Peyton Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean, and it'd be, we have a lot of linebackers on the roster right now. It is certainly not a pick of desperate need after signing Patrick Queen. But we also have Landon Roberts and Cole Holcomb, both who have been injured consistently. It might be nice to get somebody young into the group.
Fair enough. There was talk about too. I saw that floating around if Quan Alexander would return.
Yeah.
If you're Quan Alexander, you probably want a better opportunity than to be the fourth linebacker on a depth chart. But at the same time,
one would think
can't stay healthy. Really loved Quan Alexander in that signing last year, and just unfortunate how that worked out.
Yeah.
Okay, in between here, Chop Robinson just went. We're back on the clock.
All right. So we've got options. Pull up the little rectangle thing for Troy Franklin.
Troy Franklin. Okay, what do you want to see, my friend?
I just kind of want to see what his little look stats are. Go to his first look page.
Okay. There we go.
All right, he's a light but tall receiver.
Yes. Also a junior, so he's coming out early.
Vertical offense. I don't know. It kind of feels like we got this guy already.
Yeah, this guy. Troy Franklin is fast. One of the fastest wide receivers. I mean, they're all fast, but this dude could fly.
Well. So is Calvin Austin Jr. It's just he's also tiny.
Yes.
All right, let's go back and look. We'll scroll down a little bit. I don't know if I want to draft Khalid McKinstry or not. I'm thinking about it. But it's really go below Zach because I'm not going to draft another. So yep. And I'm not drafting the quarterbacks.
Not taking a quarterback. I could.
I'm not doing it yet.
And Fisk, Pearsall, these are guys they were interested in.
Yeah, we're going too deep now. All right, go back up. Take McKinstry. Take Kool-Aid.
All right, Kool-Aid is gone. I was thinking we might get Troy Franklin anyways. Oh, Xavier Leggett was still out there, another player that they were interested in. Probably could have done that, but then I think McKinstry probably is gone since two corners go, Rakestraw and Sanastrill. So,
All right, now we'll just go ahead and take Troy Franklin.
Take Troy Franklin. He's the best on the board. We're going to be back on here at 51. Let's see who else ends up finally coming off the clock here or off the board here. Oh, there's a pick I really like, and I think that's really fast too. So there's Patrick Paul, tackle Houston, Roman Wilson, wide receiver Michigan, Max Melton, the corner out of Rutgers with pick 43. Oh, this thing is very touchy, dude. I just jumped all the way down the page. I apologize, everyone. I'm actually not that stupid. We both work with computers for our professional lives, so it's like we kind of know what we're doing. So anyways, Penix is gone. Jalen Polk, wide receiver, Washington. Finally, a running back, Jonathan Brooks, Texas, to the Colts, of all places. Nubbin, the safety, Minnesota, goes to the Giants. That's a trade. Zach Frazier, the center, out of West Virginia, to the Jaguars, who I thought signed Mitch Morse. So that seems like their needs are all over the place. Jatavion Sanders, the tight end, out of Texas, to the Bengals. That seems to make a lot of sense to me. Roger Rosengarten, tackle out of Washington, to the Eagles. Steelers are on the clock. What are we missing? Like, we've got
We have everything that's in our needs column.
Yes.
We're already more than one of some of them.
Yes.
Take the edge guy from Penn State.
Okay, Isaac.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Sorry, Bo Nix.
Yeah, I'm not taking Bo Nix. I'm not interested in Bo Nix. Bo Nix is a guy who'll get you fired.
Okay, that's good. Good point. So let's see. Lassiter, Coleman, Fisk went to the Browns, dude. Gonna regret that one. Oh my goodness, you just hit this arrow once. It jumps you all the way down the page. Hold on 1 second. Spencer Rattler, I'm seeing here. I'm trying to see
Spencer Rattler at 75.
Yes, I know. These are fun. Oh my God, this is like really like, okay, Pearsall, Bullard. Okay, back to Bo Nix. I was trying to drag this, like Blake Corum's gone. Malachi Corley went at pick 60, the wide receiver out of Western Kentucky. I'm not going to mention every single one of these. Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker from Texas A&M, top of the third round of the Panthers. Blake Fisher, tackle Notre Dame, Washington. Chris Jenkins from Michigan and Junior Colson, some defensive players from the vomit in my mouth, my national champions. Yep, Spencer Rattler to the Bears. So they double dipped, dude. Or they, wow. They didn't double dip because let me see where they traded.
They traded our picks.
Yeah, we traded that pick.
That was their first pick. That's why they took a quarterback, because they traded away their quarterback.
Yeah, they didn't have a whole lot of picks, so kind of surprising if they would go and do something like that. Bengals took a wide receiver, Johnny Wilson from Florida State. Two running backs go before us, Bucky Irving from Oregon and Trey Benson from Florida State. Steelers are on the clock. Your best players available, according to this board, Javon Baker, wide receiver, University of Central Florida, Kentucky, running back Ray Davis, Xavier Thomas, an edge out of Clemson, Marshawn Lloyd, another running back, USC, Jalen McMillan, wide receiver out of Washington, Jalix Hunt, edge, Houston Christian. That's interesting. Right, he's ranked 86. 107 is the ADP.
who wants to trade with us?
Just one team. The Eagles are calling.
All right. So they want to give us 120, right? And what are we trying to give up? 84? Go ahead or 83. Click on 83.
Okay.
Scroll down a little bit. I don't want any of their picks this year. See if they'll give us their third next year.
Will not be accepted.
Well, then clearly the second would not be accepted. yeah, then you got nothing I want here.
Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah. Like, you know, this is where this gets really goofy.
They're terrible.
Yeah, they don't have the ammunition unless they're going to, like, let me see, like, if they try and give 161 and 120. So here we go. This is fun, too. I like this part of it. We haven't done this yet, but we just give them 83 for 120. It will tell you this trade is lopsided. Your team owner will veto it.
Yes, because it's a dumb trade. Yes.
But if you do 120 and 161, it says the trade will likely be accepted. The Steelers are back on the clock here. We have 84, the very next pick.
Yeah, it's like I don't need to get more picks in the back. The problem is I already have too many picks. Yes. Right. If anything, I want to unload them for next year. All right. So go back, see if they'll give us maybe they'll give us their fourth round pick. Do they have a fourth round pick for next year?
No, they don't.
All right.
So they only have
give us your fifth and your sixth.
It will be accepted.
Go up and just because take 171.
There you go.
And 161. And 172. And 210. All right, fine. I'll do it.
Why not? Okay, that actually threw it off if I went back to their third round pick. So why not? Offer trade. Trade accepted. Hey, you know what?
Look at that. We got four more damn picks that we don't know what to do with.
Yeah, that's going to be
funny.
Who did
they want so bad? That's the key.
I don't know. We're about to find out, though. Oh, man, Brian. It's too much sometimes, let me tell you. Okay, let's get back on the screen here. Trade accepted. Resume draft. They wanted Malik Washington, the receiver.
We already have two wide receivers. I can't take any more wide receivers. Take Ray Davis.
Okay.
Not that we need a running back, but what the hell?
Should I keep going through who's already gone, or we'll just go with what's left on the board?
We're getting into almost out of
the top 100.
Yeah.
So this is where it gets interesting. Hey, you could take Mason McCormick. He could play center too. South Dakota State. It's, he had a visit. Cedric Van Pran is there.
Cedric Van Pran.
You want a backup center?
Still available. Yeah, backup center. Yeah, that's what we want. I want Cade Stover.
Cade Stover.
I'm taking a Buckeye, damn it.
Okay, you want a tight end at 103? I mean, we're you think it would be around at 119? Probably not. So
I don't care. I'm taking him because I want him.
Okay, let's see what else is coming. And shoots us down here. Oh, we just missed out on the Tulane quarterback.
Oh, what too a bad. Shame. So sad. I'm very crushed.
Crocodile tears.
No quarterbacks for us.
It's insanity. Got the Penn State center still on the board.
Let's see. We got center, safety. Oh, we haven't taken the safety yet. Take safety. You know what? Take the safety.
Okay. I like some of the other names that were showing up there, by the way.
I was going to take the guy from Pitt.
I think the guy from Pitt's got Steelers written all over him.
Yeah.
Another conversation for another moment.
Taking the risk that he might be there when we pick next. But he wasn't. He's gone.
Oh, no. There was a big... Did you see how many picks
Did we have
between?
A big drop? I didn't see how big it was. All right.
Well, it was... Yeah, that was foolish of you, general manager, from 119 to... Where are we at now? 161.
I'm drunk. I was drunk with power.
You can maybe trade back and get them. Like, does it show that the newly acquired players, do they show up there too?
I don't think they do.
That'd be interesting.
They might, though. I don't know.
They may have.
All right. So, wow. Let's go ahead and take the tackle at the top of the list.
Okay.
I mean, at this point, we're filling out depth. I don't need another halfback. I don't need an edge guy.
Or
I don't
need a wide receiver. We don't need any of these. Bo Limmer.
Yeah, go ahead. Take Bo Limmer. Why not? Backup center. Because, you know, everybody carries two centers, right?
Yeah.
And this time, maybe go down and take the linebacker, I think. There's a linebacker down there. Yeah, Notre Dame linebacker.
Okay.
Oh, wait, you know, never mind. Stop.
You wanted...
Darn it. I wanted Steel Chambers.
You wanted Steel Chambers, and he just went to pick right before we were back on here. I would have done that. And you know what? That would be a Steelers-type pick, too, like a sixth-round pick, an Ohio State guy that you fly under the radar. That would have been.
I didn't see him there.
I know. You went with the Notre Dame guy. Shame on
Makes
you.
Makes me want to vomit on myself.
Oh, just go with all the Buckeyes. It's not unheard of, though.
Take the punter.
You know what?
Take the punter.
They just signed a punter. So you
I don't care.
That would be a great pick if they just didn't give the guy that was from the Texans, Cameron, whatever his name is. Yeah. I can't remember his name now. We should know it. It's better than the guy that they had. We'll take the punter.
What is it? Bill Burr? Isn't that what who he looks like?
Burr? Yeah, but his name isn't Bill Burr.
All right.
How many of these we got left? We got two more picks
still. We got two left.
Our two percenters are still hanging in here for they need to see every pick.
Let's go back because I can't see it.
Oh, I'm sorry. We could go by position too if you want to.
What didn't we draft yet?
I have no idea, dude.
We didn't draft. Crap, we drafted everything.
Yes, we did. You even got
safety,
a tight end.
Corner. We got tight end.
Center. Got
a
guard.
We didn't draft. What? We didn't draft quarterback. All right. See what quarterbacks are left in the draft.
Oh my, are we really going to do this? I want to just see.
We got two picks left, and they're both just bottom of the barrel guys.
I like this kid from Northern Iowa. Like I said, he's going to be available deep in this draft. I think he's somebody that they end up, they had him in for a visit. Very like, won't say he's Javon Hargrave, but in that category of maybe.
You got to put him back up on the screen.
Christian Boyd out of Northern Iowa, but I'm looking at the quarterbacks now. You got Joe Milton. Carter Bradley, Austin Reed,
possibility.
Evan Leary, Sam Hartman.
Joe Milton will probably be there when we pick our last pick. So take the Northern Iowa kid.
Okay. So sorry, I was scrolling that without us on the screen.
Not showing it to us, yes.
Talia Tagovailoa was right there too. Who you want? You wanted
take that Northern Iowa kid that you wanted to take.
Oh, that I wanted to take. He's down. Yeah. He's way down the list still, though.
I don't care. You want him, you get him. So.
They might have to grab him in a spot. Steelers don't have, what do they have? 2 6ths. They don't have a seventh, I don't think.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Now, the last pick will be a quarterback. Let's see who's left.
Okay.
Joe Milton went right before we did this.
Of course. To the Broncos.
Yeah.
They don't have enough mediocre.
Wow. These guys all stink.
Yeah, that's all right, okay.
Take Tagovailoa. Why not?
Tagovailoa.
practice. You can take Jack Plummer and pretend his name is Jake.
But hey, you need a practice squad or scout team quarterback or whatever. Yes. You can compete with Kyle Allen. There you go. So they're grading the draft, Brian. I'm sure that they are. Great job. That's a good looking draft. No suggestions available for this draft. So here's the trades. It'll say forced here on ours because Brian did this earlier and then we had to reset it up the same exact way that we already had it to make it work. So we are not full of the, you know what, full of crap here.
Proverbial poo poo.
Yes, but we actually did. We did this. So, so our very first pick is Newton. That's very interesting.
They're like D. You don't need
it. Didn't like it. Dejan, Marius Mims, Barton, Mitchell. Those are all A's. Peyton Wilson, they didn't like either. Clay McKinstry, Franklin, Isaac. They didn't like Davis. They hated Cade Stover, dude.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Christian Jones, pick 161 in the fifth round. We got a B+ for Limmer. And then the rest of them, I love how it's like, oh, that's like a D. Tagovailoa is a D. So you're in the top 26 of Steelers
draft. We're in the top 20%. You know who's in the top 1%? All the stupid ones that I've done where I can draft top 100 players all the way through the draft. I get Michael Penix in the seventh round.
That's pretty awesome. Hey, folks, that's going to do it for us for Mock Draft Insanity. Hope you enjoyed this show. We've got another one coming right behind this one with some more just quick mock drafts and our predictions. You want to know who the pick is? We're going to tell you. We're going to split this up a little bit and see how many of you really enjoy this Mock Draft Insanity. Keep it coming to you. So don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Until next time, my name is Joe. His name's Brian. We encourage everyone out there to be safe, be good, and we'll catch you later.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.